All right. Hello, everybody. Yes, thank you very much. My name is Derek Parker. I am once again going to be talking about Delve. This is true. So this time, the predominant theme of this talk will be deterministic debugging with Delve. This is a talk that I'm particularly excited about, as I think that this style of debugging is not only not very well known, but as a result of that, underutilized. I think a lot of people think of debugging in the traditional sense of you're debugging a live process. A lot of different things can happen. A lot of things can happen between debugging sessions and between runs of the process and things like that. So how do we eliminate a lot of that? And especially if you have a bug that, say, only exposes itself maybe 1 out of 100 runs, how do you sanely debug that? That's the kind of things that I'm going to be talking about during this talk. Just to introduce myself a little bit more, again, my name is Derek Parker. I am a software engineer at Red Hat. I work on Go tooling upstream, and I work on Delve as well, and some of the Go packages that we ship through RHEL. I am the original author of Delve, and have been working on that for a long time, among a few other things. Okay, so I want to give kind of a rundown of what we're going to go through in this talk. So as mentioned, I've started to steal the idea for the state of Go, and I've spoken here for a few years, so I like to kind of give an update on the state of Delve, what's happened, what new features and what things have changed since last year. Because in a year, a lot of things can change. A lot of new features can be completed. And I think it gives kind of an idea of the pace of the project and the types of things that we're working on and focused on. Also allows a little bit of feedback from just users in general, everybody here, about maybe what they would like to see in the future.